And I'm hoping the children and young people are going to search and see if they can find me. Maybe grown-ups, you can see me from where you are. But if the children get up and have a think, where might I have got lost? Let me give you a clue. I came in through the main door, and I took a wrong turn, and I've got lost somewhere small and dark and wooden. See if you can find me where I've got lost. Any ideas? Where might your curate have got lost as he came into church this morning? Ah, well done. Here I am. Very good. What a relief to be found when you've got lost. Okay, let's make our way to the front, everybody, and we'll be a bit more serious from there. Here I am. So we're thinking this morning about getting lost and the relief of being found. And I think, Ayla, it was you who found me first, and some of the others were there as well, so well done. And in our Bible reading this morning, we're going to hear two stories Jesus told. Now, I was just pretending to be lost, but in Jesus' stories, there are two things that really were lost. So our Bible reading, Luke 15. And Anna, thank you. Listen to these stories about things that were lost, like me, and found.
Luke chapter 15, verses 1 to 10. This passage can be found in the Pew Bible on page 1048, and in the large print Bible on page 1851. Now the tax collectors and sinners were all gathering round to hear him, but the Pharisees and the teachers of the law muttered, "This man welcomes sinners and eats with them." Then Jesus told them this parable. Suppose one of you had 100 sheep and loses one of them. Does he not leave the 99 in the open country and go after the lost sheep until he finds it? And when he finds it, he joyfully puts it on his shoulders and goes home. Then he calls his friends and neighbors together and says, "Rejoice with me, I have found my lost sheep." I tell you that in the same way, there will be more rejoicing in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous persons who does not need to repent.
The parable of the lost coin. Or suppose a woman had 10 silver coins and loses one. Does she not light a lamp, sweep the house, and search carefully until she finds it? And when she finds it, she calls her neighbours and her friends together and says, "Rejoice with me, I have found my lost coin." In the same way, I tell you that there is rejoicing in presence of the angels of God over the sinner who repents.
This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Two stories, parables of Jesus, about how wonderful it is to find something which is lost. These stories teach us about God's heart of love. And to help us understand them, it's a help to know who Jesus first told the stories to. And there were two groups of people there when Jesus first told these stories. The first group was the tax collectors. Here they are with Jesus. You can see them there. Now, the tax collectors were people who knew that they had broken God's rules. The tax collectors were traitors. They were working against their own people, collecting taxes for the Romans. And not only that, the tax collectors were greedy robbers. They collected more than they should and kept it for themselves, making themselves rich while everyone else got poor. The tax collectors knew that they'd broken God's rules. Let me put them up here. They were the first people Jesus was telling the story to. But also there that day were Pharisees and teachers of the law. Here's what they might have looked like. Now, the Pharisees looked down on other people. They belonged to a group who thought that they were very good, and they looked down on people who had broken God's rules, not realizing that the Pharisees themselves had also broken God's rules. And you know, they even looked down on Jesus because he was friends with the tax collectors. So they were the other people there when Jesus told his stories of the lost sheep and the lost coin. And Jesus' parables were wonderful news for the tax collectors and for everyone today who knows they've broken God's rules. And they were quite a challenge for the Pharisees and for everyone today who looks down on others. So let's see what Jesus' stories say. The first one, the parable of the lost sheep. And it all starts with a shepherd who had 100 sheep. And here's my picture of sheep. We probably don't have time to count them all now, but here, although the shepherd had 100 sheep, he looked in his field one day and he saw that there were only 99. And I assure you there's 99 on there, I counted them earlier. He had lost one of his sheep. Now in those days, shepherds loved their sheep. They knew each one and cared for him. When this shepherd noticed that one of his sheep was lost, what do you think he did? Can you remember from the story? Yes. Yeah, exactly. He went and looked for it. Jesus says, does he not leave the 99 in the open country and go after the lost sheep until he finds it? So his heart was filled with concern for the lost sheep. He hated to think of it being in danger without him. And so he leaves the other sheep in a safe place. Perhaps he asked his neighbor to look after them while he was away. And he set off to look for the lost sheep. So he looked down by the river. It wasn't there. He looked by the swamp. It wasn't there. He looked in the fields. It wasn't there. He looked in the forest. It wasn't there. And then finally, he looked up in the hills. And there, across the hill, he saw his lost sheep. And his heart jumped for joy to see it. And tears filled his eyes. And he ran over to the sheep. And he picked it up. And I guess he whispered in its ear, I found you. I found my lost sheep. And Jesus says, when he finds it, he joyfully puts it on his shoulders and goes home. Then he calls his friends and neighbors together and says, rejoice with me. I found my lost sheep. So he has a party. He calls everyone together. He says, I'm so pleased to have found my lost sheep. I want you to be pleased with me. And they celebrate. That's the story of the lost sheep. Now, let's see how good you guys are at searching for lost sheep. I'm not talking about the maze on the back of the service sheet. That's for later. I know earlier I was lost, sort of, at the back. But also, somewhere here in the church building is the 100th sheep. So in a second, I'm going to ask you, please, to try and search and to see, while I tell the adults something, if you can find, are you ready? Yeah, if you can find somewhere in here the 100th sheep. Are you ready for searching, for finding? Ready, steady, go. Now, while they're searching for my lost sheep, of course, the second story was the lost coin. Isn't it wonderful how Jesus teaches and he wants everyone to be included in his teaching? So the second story wasn't about farming, it was about being at home. It says, suppose a woman has 10 silver coins and loses one. Let me give you a clue, searchers, by the way. It's quite near the front. And remember, the lost sheep was up in the hills. So it's somewhere up. See if you can find it. Now, in the second parable, also, Finn, down you come. Now, folks, we're going to have a party and celebrate in a second, but let me finish telling the grown-ups how the second parable compares. You can hold on to that now, or stick it if you like, Finn, with the 99. The second story emphasizes a bit more as well the effort of the searching. Remember, the woman lit a lamp, swept the house, and searched carefully. But the point of the two stories is the same. Great, we found the sheep. Finn, you are the shepherd who found the lost sheep. I know you were all searching very well. What did the shepherd do when he got home with the lost sheep? Can you remember from Jesus' story? Yeah, what did he had a party, yeah. So Finn, I've got a party box here, and because you found the sheep, you can open it. But there's something So basically, we're so pleased that we found the lost sheep. We're all going to celebrate with Finn, who's found it. And there's some things in here to help us do that. Just open the box, Finn, see what you can find. Yep, a party balloon. Yeah, don't worry, it's all tied on. Yeah. And what else is in there? Celebrations, chocolates for celebrating. And what are they? Party poppers. Now, let me see. We're just going to set off a couple of party poppers. Finn, you might like to give one of your chocolates to each of the people who are celebrating with you. We're celebrating because we found the lost sheep. And a couple of people can set off party poppers. But come and do it with me, away from the little ones, because it can be a bit scary. Okay, in fact, we've got plenty of them, so come and stand with me. If you don't like loud noises, prepare yourselves. And you have to be quite old to set one of these off, so the rest of us, we're just going to be listening, okay? So if you've got one, and pointing up into the air, if you don't like loud noises, stand back. We're going to celebrate, we found the lost sheep. Yep. Yeah, well done, very brave. Okay, and we can take our seats again. Maybe later, sweetie. Yeah, I'll give you one later. Thank you very much. So, the shepherd loved the lost sheep. When he realized it was lost, he searched for it, searching everywhere. And when he found it, he was so glad that, like Finn, who found our sheep, he celebrated with his friends and neighbors. Now, Jesus tells us wonderfully that God is like that shepherd. The end of the story, he says, I tell you that in the same way, there will be more rejoicing in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous persons who do not need to repent. The end of the lost coin parable, he says, in the same way, I tell you, there's rejoicing in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner who repents. Now, we are all like that lost sheep. We've wandered away from God and broken his rules. But just as the shepherd loved the lost sheep, so the parable teaches us that God loves the lost. And I've made this early Valentine's card to help us remember that. See, it's like a card. God loves the lost. The Pharisees, where are they? The Pharisees over there. They thought that you had to be really good for God to love you. But Jesus' message is that God loves the lost. Tax collectors, greedy cheats, liars, robbers, selfish people, even terrorists who do wicked things. God hates the sin, but he loves the sinner. Such good news for us if we know that we've broken God's rules. God loves the lost. Now, the Pharisees thought that they weren't lost. They thought of themselves as righteous persons who did not need to repent. That's why Jesus calls them that. It's how they thought of themselves. But as we saw, their hearts were full of pride, looking down on others. They were lost sheep too. Before Jesus finds us, we all are. Adults, sometimes we think, if God knew what I was like, if God knew what I'd done, he can't love me. But Jesus tells us that God loves the lost. No matter what we've done, no matter how many times we've done it, God loves us still. And not only does he love us, like that shepherd, he searches for us. Oh, he came from heaven to earth in Jesus to find us. He went to the cross to pay the price to open the way back to God. And Jesus, the good shepherd, searches for the lost still today. Maybe he gives us Christian family, Christian friends, brings us to a place where the Bible is explained. In all these ways, he's searching for us all our lives long. And Jesus says there's rejoicing in heaven over even one sinner who turns back to him, who repents. When someone tries to stop doing what God doesn't like and turns to Jesus and says, please be my savior, be my shepherd, show me how to live, there's a party in heaven. God and the angels are celebrating. When you first ask Jesus to be your Savior and Shepherd, maybe you don't know the day, but God does, because he had a party on that day. If anyone repents today, they're celebrating up in heaven. So God loves the lost. Now, would someone like to come and open my early Valentine's card and see Yes, you can, Sophie. Come up and open my early Valentine's card, because the first part of God's message to us is that God loves the lost. You're going to do it together? And inside, go on, open up that card. There's another message inside. Open it wide. Can you see what that says? We should love the lost too. On the front of the card, God loves the lost. Inside, we should love the lost too. Remember, the shepherd called his friends together and said, "Celebrate with me, rejoice with me. I found my lost sheep." Sadly, it's possible for us Christians to look down on or to ignore those who have not been found by God yet. And actually, that is to be far more like the Pharisees than Jesus. God wants us to love the lost too. Now, a great example of this is our friend Tim Perry, who went out from here last week to work in Central Asia. We can't say exactly where for security reasons. But Tim has gone to a part of the world that most people look down on and make fun of. And he's gone to love the people there and to share the message of Jesus with them, because he loves the lost. Now, kids, think of your friends at school and at preschool. And adults, think of people we know at work and in our neighborhoods. We'll all know many people who don't follow Jesus yet. And we should ask ourselves, how can we love them? How can we be the most loving possible friends to them? And I think we're quite good at that. Also, we should ask, how can we help God search for them? How can we help God find these lost sheep? It can start in very small ways. We can pray for our friends that God would find them. We can tell them when we have a chance how much God's love means to us. Maybe our friends share a problem or concern with us. We can offer to pray for them. We can invite them to church, to Pathfinders, to Sunday Club. If we are sheep that once were lost and now have been found, we should share God's love for the lost and his desire that they too are found. A great prayer for us to pray is, "Jesus, friend of sinners, break my heart for what breaks yours." In other words, help me to share your love for the lost and your desire that they are found by you too. So it's a famous story, the story of the lost sheep and the story of the lost coin. But it comes with a message from God to each one of us, that God loves the lost. No matter what we've done, he loves us still. He searches for us. He rejoices when we turn back to him. And so, the inside of the card, we should love the lost too. How can we be the most loving friends possible to those around us? What can we do, perhaps in small ways, to help God in his search for them? Shall we say a prayer? Lord God, we thank you that you loved us when we were like that lost sheep. Jesus, that you searched for us and found us. Help us to share your love for the lost around us. Amen. Amen. Now, I'm going to collect in what's left from our party, and anyone who hasn't had a chocolate so far can have one now. Anyone who hasn't had one yet. And then I'm going to put them on the back with a coffee at the end. And at the very end of the service, if you didn't set off a party popper and you would like to, I'll help you set off a party popper. There's some people there who didn't have one. Well done. Thank you.